This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Plenty of election stuff to talk about here tonight. We haven't even scratched the surface of the list of ballot measures. You know, who voted for what, how'd they do all across the country. I've got a rundown here. We'll get into that here in a moment. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
And Rich Ball.
And you can join us also via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got a gentleman on the line from North Carolina. Bob is in Asheville expressing some frustration with the political process, with the election, with the quality of candidates within the libertarian movement. And Bob, how long have you been involved with the libertarian movement?
Well, I was born when JFK died, so I became quite aware of politics when I was about 13, 14 years old, but really never got involved until I was in my 20s through a friend. He actually worked in Washington, D.C. for a Republican representative. He would be considered a Tea Partier now. I've been trying to get Tea Partiers and Occupy Wall Street people together for a long time. You know, I don't care if the NSA or CIA or whomever it is wants to pay me a visit. We're not doing their drugs. They bring them in. We're not playing any of that game. My story is we need to take back our constitutional form of government. And what I hear you guys saying all the time, I'm not trying to challenge you here, but what you guys are having to be saying all the time is that, hey, it's all about me and the idealistic world that we have, and we need to be pragmatic. It's sort of a cross between, if you listen to these guys, Alex Jones and Josh Tawley, you know, I mean, where the rubber meets the road, and, yeah, you better be afraid, so do something about it. But we have a unlawful monetary system. We have a when people do vote, they don't have a government they can actually vote for because it is an administrative agency. It's a corporate scheme that has been set up, and this government has been taken over. So the best thing you guys can do is, you know, keep up your free state thing and just do the best you can. Because I don't think you could give me a good answer to beat the party machine, but because we have psychotic leaders of this new world order.
Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for an answer to beat the party machine? Because the answer is, if you love liberty, you should move to New Hampshire. I mean, that's the answer. That's what's working. And I thank you, Bob, for the call tonight. That's what's working. People are getting elected here as both Republicans and Democrats. That doesn't happen with a Libertarian Party pretty much anywhere else.
It's working here, and it's working in a lot of strange ways. The Manchester Republican County Committee is mostly run by Free Staters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a big part of that committee, and that makes a difference. It would be great to have the New Hampshire Republican Party start making press releases that say the National Party is wrong on various issues, and I think that's a possibility in New Hampshire.
Now, it's not yet to the point, as I understand it, Rich, the sort of the Republican Party here in New Hampshire, there has been a lot of Free Staters and liberty-oriented people who've gotten involved. But I don't believe they've gotten to the point of takeover yet. Now, maybe what you're saying is in Manchester, they've got the party apparatus.
It's one county.
Okay, but the actual statewide, there's still some work to be done as far as
takeover. Oh, statewide, there's a lot of work to be done.
But we're actually seeing Free Staters winning in Manchester as Democrats as well. You've got Elizabeth Edwards, who took first place in her race for state representative yesterday. She even got more votes than did the incumbent in that particular race. And she was running as a Democrat, a liberty-oriented Democrat. So it really, you can win either way here in New Hampshire. If you get the right message of freedom out there and people hear it and they know you're different from the Republican or Democratic establishment, there's a lot of people in New Hampshire who are excited about that.
You know, if we get to the point where both the Democrat and the Republican are a Free Stater, we'll be kind of like the rest of the country, but in a different way than the rest of the country.
Yeah.
The Democrat and the Republican have the same agenda, but it's not an agenda of freedom. It would be nice to see a freedom Democrat running against a liberty Republican.
Didn't that happen in 2012 when Tim O'Flaherty defeated Free Stater Dan Garthwaite in an election?
Oh, were they running against each other directly?
They did.
Oh, that's brilliant.
They did. So it's already happened. It happened.
My dreams have already come true. I just didn't know it.
It happened 2 years ago, and so I think we're gonna see that happen more often because the more people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The more people are going to be running in political elections on both sides of the Republicans and Democrats. And that means we're going to see more of these free stater versus free stater or liberty activist versus liberty activist contests. Because I should point out, Rich, that, you know, I pointed out earlier that 15 free staters at least have won as of yesterday in New Hampshire, the state rep seats. But that doesn't include the liberty-oriented state reps. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which actually endorses political candidates. And from what I understand, the majority of the candidates that they endorsed, which is several dozen candidates, they won yesterday, too. So there may be, according to an article over at BenSwan.com, there may be as much of a 20% voting block in the state house. Now, that's not like
Ben,
a pure
was
libertarian.
Was Ben Swan writing about New Hampshire specifically?
Yes.
Or was he talking about it because of the Free State Project, do you think? Because I've noticed...
It's definitely mentioned. The Free State Project is definitely talked. I mean, the thrust of the article is about the Free Staters winning. But they mention that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is also, you know, their candidates are also winning. Now, these are not pure libertarians. They're people who, to get the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's vote, to get their endorsement, you have to sort of be liberty-oriented on most of the issues, you know, most of the time. So it's not necessarily like a purity test with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So the folks they will endorse aren't like as voluntarist as you might like them to be, but they're more likely to vote for freedom. So that's a good thing as well. I mean, the numbers here, you just can't match anywhere else.
Yeah, and... You know, it's so nice to actually see people win and to see progress and to see legislation getting passed or even better repealed. It gives me a lot of hope.
Absolutely. Now, that's one thing that New Hampshire doesn't have that other states do. They don't have the ballot measure process. But in a way, that's a good thing. The ballot measure can be a double-edged sword. Sure, you can see something like gay marriage or medical cannabis pass through via ballot measure or even legalization, as we saw in Alaska, which we haven't really talked about that yet, but we will if we get the chance. Mm-hmm. So ballot measures can seem very attractive. But at the same time, it's also something that people who love the state can use as well. So they can put ballot measures on that change things for the worse. So there were some minimum wage increases that passed ballot measures. And then in Florida, when I lived down there, there was all kinds of stupid stuff that passed, like the smoking ban that happened in Florida, the indoor smoking ban, that passed via ballot measure. And so if you don't have the ballot measure process, it means everything has to go through the legislature. And to some extent, I think that's better. I know that that means that New Hampshire is behind the ball as far as not having medical or not having legalized cannabis. Maybe we would have had it sooner had there been a ballot measure process. But who knows what other crazy stuff would have been put on the ballot through that process.
Yeah. And if they'd made a lot of bad choices before the Free State Project came here, Free State Project might never have come.
So there's something else I wanted to talk about. Since our last caller, Bob, had brought it up, the quality of the candidates. When you are in a place where there's very few people who are libertarian-minded, who are liberty-minded, then your selection pool from which you can find people willing to run for office is very small. And so because there are very few people in the pool to begin with who could even possibly consider running as a liberty-minded person, then you whittle it down even further to the people who are actually willing to run. So you've got the people who are libertarians, most of whom are not willing to run, then whittle it down to the people who are willing to run, and you're probably dealing with, you know, a percentage or 2 or 5% of the existing libertarian population, and you're talking about next to zero, if not zero, candidates. And so basically, the Libertarian Party all across the country, they take whoever they can get. Anybody who's, you know, if you can fog a mirror and sign a form, you're qualified to run with the Libertarian Party. Hopefully, hopefully while you're running, you'll be able to spit out a few words about how freedom is a good choice. But Libertarian candidates aren't known for being the most well-groomed, I guess, of political candidates. And that's something else that we're going to see happen here in New Hampshire that won't happen anywhere else. Because we have more Libertarians here, we've got a better pool from which to choose better candidates.
And those candidates have a hope of winning. Nobody's going to run and lose.
Yep, more coming up here in moments here at 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Take control of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the election after the fact here, sort of the post-election wrap-up night on Free Talk Live with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
Ren Richball.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have for you. Those other talk show hosts charge you for accessing their websites. Now, of course, one of the ways you can support Free Talk Live and enjoy our free website is by buying some gold and silver. If you've been thinking about getting these classic alternative currencies that hold their value very, very effectively over time compared to, the U.S. dollar, they do a good job protecting you against the dollar's inflation. You can go and get some over at silver.freetalklive.com, and you can get them from Midas Resources. That's a company that is behind our syndicate, the company that puts us on the radio waves all across the country. They're backed up by Midas Resources, which is a gold and silver dealer, and they do a great job of it. They've been doing it for a couple decades now at least, and you can go and get hooked up with all the gold and silver you want over at silver.freetalklive.com. Or call them toll-free. Their number is 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to silver.freetalklive.com.
Is that a Peter Schiff thing?
No. I don't know. I don't think he's involved with Midas.
Okay.
I think he's like an investment guy or something like that. But Midas Resources will actually sell you real silver, not some sort of paperwork that says you have silver in a vault somewhere. They'll actually sell you and send you the real deal. So go to silver.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the third parties and the claim that third parties will be a spoiler. Usually the Libertarian Party or the Green Party, they're accused in the press or accused by political zealots of being spoilers in an election. The idea being that if a Libertarian enters a race, then people from one party or the other will go and vote for that person, and that'll cause one of the major party candidates to lose, who otherwise would have won had the Libertarian not been in the race. That's the theory, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at the opportunity cost for that, though. I mean, for one thing, it's assuming that all Libertarian votes come from one side or the other. Now, I was a Democrat and became a Libertarian. I voted for Bill Clinton in his first term, and in 1996, I voted for Harry Brown. And, you know, if you can get a Republican and a Democrat to vote Libertarian, then it doesn't change what happens for the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistaken presumptions made in order to believe that the Libertarian has spoiled an election. You're pointing out one of them. There's also the idea that they ignore the idea that the Libertarian also attracts people into voting who had not previously been interested. So, and of course, you never really know what those numbers are. You could do exit polling to get some idea about it, but hardly anybody ever exit polls about the Libertarians, so there's precious little data about this. You know, how many people showed up to the polls who otherwise wouldn't have shown up at all because they're sick and tired of both Republicans and Democrats? What about people who showed up to the polls for the first time ever? Young people, for instance, who have been attracted in to voting by the Libertarian Party candidates. So the idea that they're a spoiler is pretty ridiculous, but not only is it ridiculous for those reasons that we've mentioned, but Time Magazine actually ran the numbers and turns out they've never really spoiled anything ever anyway. Like, you know, just by running the numbers, they've been so insignificant over the years that it hasn't been worth anything. And let me continue with the story here. So Time.com reporting here, they've got Stanford professor John Krosnick, social psychologist, polling expert. He points out the idea that the third party candidates can lure people to vote who otherwise wouldn't have voted at all. And of course, it's impossible to know with any precision how people would have behaved without the presence of the third party candidate. And it turns out that even asking them in polls is unreliable, given that pollsters typically report unrealistically high turnout figures when they ask people if they voted. The picture is confounded yet further by the fact that the distaste for the major parties is often the motivation that draw a person to a third-party candidate in the first place. That's a view shared by Emily Savette, who drew 10,630 votes as a Libertarian in the 2012 race for Michigan's 1st District. She says, quote, "I do honestly think that a lot of people wouldn't have voted. They're not engaged anymore because they don't like the choice. The Republican, unquote, the Republican in that contest, Congressman Dan Benishek, edged out his Democratic challenger by 1,881 votes. Depending on whose base you think Salvette drew from, you might call her either a spoiler or nearly one. But Salvette says she saw support from voters with a variety of viewpoints, including people who supported her views on everything from medical marijuana to gun rights. This is where the spoiler math falls apart. 1,881 votes doesn't seem like a large share of Salvette's 10,630. But to tip the election to the Democrat, every single one of the people who voted for Salvette would have had to show up had Salvette not been in the race. Very unlikely. And they would have had to break for the Democrat by a sizable margin of 59 to 41. The fewer votes that show up, the larger that margin needs to be. Of course, it's typically the Republican candidate who feels more threatened by a Libertarian in the race. Republicans think that the Libertarian vote comes out of their column, says University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato. In fact, there's evidence from exit polls in the 2013 Virginia governor's race that Libertarian Robert Sarvis, who garnered over 145,000 votes in a race decided by about 55,000, drew more support from the winner Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, than from Republican Ken Cuccinelli. The majority of Sarvis's supporters said they otherwise would not have voted. So most of them wouldn't have bothered to vote, and of those who would have voted anyway, they would have voted for the Democrats. So all of the presumptions being made by people in politics about who, you know, where these Libertarian votes are coming from, they're all wrong.
The only time I've ever voted for a Republican, it was in the Republican primary, and there were no Democrats running. I have always been more horrified by the Republicans and by the Democrats because God is apparently a Republican, and according to his followers, I don't like God's positions.
It's certainly possible to find more compelling cases for spoilers. In 2012, Democrat Jim Matheson beat challenger Mia Love in Utah's 4th District by 768 votes, while Libertarian Jim Bain received 6,439 votes and earned some unkind attention from Republicans before the votes were fully counted. Even so, half of Bain's voters would have needed to show up without him in the race. Those supporters would have had to vote for Love over Matheson by at least a 61-39 margin to even make a difference. And even the most famous supposed spoiler in modern history, the 2000 presidential election in Florida, is less clear-cut than most of us recall. One statistical analysis of polls and ballot returns suggests that Ralph Nader's supporters would only have broken for Gore over Bush by a 60-40 margin, if they broke for either candidate at all. That many of Nader's supporters would otherwise have turned out and supported either major party candidate is far from established. When an election is that close, blaming a third-party candidate is the electoral equivalent of blaming Bill Buckner for spoiling the 1986 World Series for the Boston Red Sox. It's merely the most visible excuse for a loss that could have been reversed if one of a thousand factors had gone just a little bit better. So there's some of the numbers, kind of interesting stuff there, showing that essentially Libertarians haven't really ever spoiled anything ever. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, despite the protestations of the people in the Republican and Democratic parties. So share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll get to the ballot measures nationwide. There were a number of them for cannabis, some minimum wage as well. We'll give you the details on what happened. You can share your thoughts with us as well here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 880.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a recap of the various ballot measures, some of them pretty interesting stuff, marijuana, minimum wage, gun control. We'll get to those things here in a moment. You're also welcome to share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. If you are online, you really should be concerned about your privacy. And if you are, then please go to proxpn.com/FTL and grab ProXPN's free software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and even those of you with Linux, you can get ProXPN working as well. What does it do? Why do you want this? Well, it encrypts your data connection online. Your internet service provider, they're probably logging all the websites you visit and logging all of the search terms that you enter. You can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN and encrypting your data connection. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's where you can go and get the software. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, you can get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN. It is such a useful service. You can get it all as low as $5 a month, actually even lower, and I'll tell you how. The way you do it is you use our discount code. There's two of them. One of them is for cash buyers, people with credit cards or whatever. You want to use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50 as in 50% off of the price of their annual account. That brings your price down to about $5 a month. But if you want to save even more, you can pay with Bitcoin by using code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off the price of the annual account. Plus, you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So don't forget these codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We'll get to the ballot measures coming up here in a moment, but first, Pete is on the line in California. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Okay, Ian and Rich, let me ask you, did the Homeless Bill of Rights pass?
What is the Homeless Bill of Rights?
It was something that Illinois and Rhode Island and California were talking about to protect, to make homeless people protected from hate crimes by the police and by businesses and whatnot, and just allow people to not to sleep in their car and sleep on the ground without being paper-cutted to death by public servants. That was something that... being talked about, you know.
You know, was that on the ballot?
What I was asking if you knew if that was on there. Cause...
Well, I have not heard anything about the so-called Homeless Bill of Rights. It doesn't sound like you're even very aware of it at all. I mean, are you saying that it was on the ballot for people to vote for?
I was asking you if you knew, because I would support that. I heard that 47 passed. 47 was something that was good, you know.
What does that mean, 47?
About 47, out here.
Where in California? Tell me more. Yeah. What does it mean?
California is something to help people to not be so screwed by the system if they've been put in prison and different stuff. It's supposedly it decriminalizes a lot of stuff that are previous criminal, and it does something to help people that were in the system to get their stuff reduced to misdemeanors or felonies.
If getting people out of prison is possible who haven't harmed anyone else, and I support it. I don't know what the details are on that, but Pete, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The rundown I have here is from ABC News. It sounds like Pete wasn't really too sure about where or, you know, what the details were on those ballot measures. If you know more, you're welcome to call in. The lowdown I have here doesn't have what he was talking about. That doesn't mean that they weren't on the ballot. I think that ABC News in this case is only highlighting what they consider to be the most relevant nationwide. So maybe stuff that are minor tweaks to the prison system in California, just, you know, maybe that didn't make this list. The list again from ABC News. Here are the some of the more important ballot measures from yesterday. Alaska, marijuana legalization. I was up pretty late, and this, of course, you know, Alaska's 4 or 5 hours away from our time zone here in Eastern time, and so by late night, they still hadn't had any numbers in on Alaska. But it turned out that Alaskans did vote to legalize cannabis. 52% of them voted for it, as a matter of fact. The summary at ABC News points out it's the second time in recent years that Alaskans have voted on legalizing marijuana. The last attempt, a decade ago, in 2004, failed 44% to 55%. So they turned the tide, and they made it happen.
Do you know if that involves, like, licensed marijuana shops, or if it's just, like, we're not going to prosecute you for having weed?
Excellent question. Here's a more detailed story from the Alaska Dispatch News. After years of debate and decades of semi-legal status, Alaskans will finally be able to light up legally. On Tuesday, voters approved Ballot Measure 2, an initiative legalizing recreational marijuana in Alaska by about 52%. With the vote, Alaska joins Washington, Colorado, and Oregon, the latter of which also approved a similar initiative on Tuesday, as the first states in the country to legalize pot. Washington and Colorado, of course, approved their initiatives in 2012. The initiative will not become law until 90 days after the election is certified, which is expected in late November. Per the law, the state can then create a marijuana control board, expected to be housed under the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. That group will then have 9 months to craft regulations dealing with how marijuana businesses will operate. The initiative was years in the making. They go on to talk about how it didn't work out 10 years ago. And then they interview some supporters and, you know, get their thoughts on things. But, yeah, so it looks like the details have yet to be hammered out, but essentially they've got another year to hammer out those details.
I wish I could exit poll those people and say, you know, find out how many of them would have supported marijuana legalization without the creation of a marijuana cartel?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
I'd
love to see a poll done like that here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because I hate the idea of taking the plant, marijuana, out or cannabis out of the hands of the black market and then just putting it in the hands of a criminal gang called the U.S. government or the New Hampshire government or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is if you get a bag with an official prescription on it, you can keep refilling it with your own weed that you grow in your basement.
That's a great point.
It would be nice if you didn't have to.
The Yes campaign fought vigorously to get out their message of the failures of marijuana prohibition across the state. They contended that ballot measure 2 would regulate and tax a substance already being used by over 100,000 Alaskans each year. Doing so would begin to eliminate the black market and prevent people from being arrested for possessing or using a substance that many argue is objectively safer than alcohol. The campaign noted that ballot measure 2 would allow for regulation of marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol by controlling the types of products sold, prohibiting sales to those under 21, and taxing marijuana at $50 per ounce wholesale.
That's not too bad. That's, I think, better than Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know what the taxes are in Colorado exactly, but I know it was sticker shock when I looked at them, and I was pretty surprised at how much the state was pulling in. And then I think in Washington state, they're taxing it like 25% at three different levels. I think the production level, like the farm, and then the wholesale level gets taxed. There's almost like a VAT tax, and then the retail level. So they just keep taxing it in Washington state. That's my understanding.
And they take 20% three times?
I think it was 25%, but I could be wrong about that. If you're in Washington state and you know for sure, feel free to call us up at 855-453 and clarify. So, you know, so there's a little bit of information. It looks like they're intending on regulating this, and we don't know the details on how that's going to pan out, but obviously, you know, there's a certain group of people in Alaska who, you know, they fought against this. I mean, it was a close call in Alaska, and those people who fought against it, you can better believe they're going to be throwing in their two cents into the political regulatory process. And so who knows what this is going to look like a year from tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd hate to see them end up like New Hampshire, where there's a medical marijuana law, but we haven't yet gotten cards printed.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's an embarrassment. But it was always a weak one in New Hampshire. The medical program that was put forth was pathetic, and at least it's there. It's something. Mm-hmm. It's a starting point, and hopefully it'll have the reciprocity in it. I haven't read the 26 pages of the legislation, so I can't say for sure what's in it. But hopefully people with cards from California and Maine and other places will be respected in New Hampshire, which means you might be able to get a card somewhere else and then bring it to New Hampshire and not have to go through the hassle here. But
actually, my attorney advised me to get an out-of-state medical card.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also,
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
And Rich Paul.
And don't forget, join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please, one of the ways to support the show is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. Very simple, very easy to do, and you get the same great Amazon selection that you're used to with the same free Super Saver shipping deals and all of that, same prices, etc. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping, please, at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts coming up, we'll do more of the ballot measures. What made it, what didn't nationwide? We've got some of the rundown here from ABC News. But first, Chris, in the police state of Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just wanted to discuss why I think medical marijuana laws are actually very detrimental to the cause of ultimately legalizing the recreational use and production of marijuana.
Okay, shoot.
All right, well, for instance, here in the police state of Connecticut, the honorable legislature and governor, they did pass a medical marijuana law last year. But the humdinger about it is they basically said, well, okay, five companies can buy a $1 million license to sell medical marijuana to select patients in this state. So that tells me that a lot of people have to make back a lot of money, and there's no way in Hades that they're going to ever allow recreational marijuana in the state until those bills are paid off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I get where you're coming from. Certainly, it's true that big companies that are politically connected get favors from politicians. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, the fact is, both Colorado and Washington State had medical programs before they went ahead and legalized it. And I believe that statement is true about Alaska and Oregon as well. And now both Alaska and Oregon have also legalized. So the evidence is the evidence is that medical programs do lead to legalization. It just takes a little bit of time.
That might be the case, but you got to be careful not to get a cartel-like setup like we got here in Connecticut, where I don't think it'll be 10 years before you get recreational pot here. Mm-hmm. And look at your governor up there. She's so avidly against home grow, and it's probably, you know, there's money to be lost by the state thugs if people can grow their own medicine.
Yeah,
that's definitely true. And I have heard about medical marijuana dispensaries spending money to try to prevent decriminalization or legalization because they do want to protect their privilege.
That's true.
Generally, I don't think it's a big enough industry that they would have that much pull. I mean, you've already got big brewing, big pharma, and big organized crime who will do anything to keep marijuana illegal. So I don't know if adding the dispensaries to that motley crew of characters will make a big difference.
I think that I agree with what Chris is saying as far as, yeah, don't create an oligopoly or whatever, a group of companies.
A cartel, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, can I quickly make another point about marijuana and prohibition?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, you know, smoking marijuana is obviously probably not the best way to take it if you must do so. You'd probably rather have an oil, ingest it in an edible, correct? I would like to anyway, but
I like vaporizing. That's a nice, convenient way that doesn't take quite as long as eating. As far as like safety is concerned, I think vaporization is a very good one.
I like to smoke, but that's because I like the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to draw a parallel to like back in alcohol prohibition, people started making hard liquor because it was easier, and due to the fact that we can't just afford to make a batch of brownies for $300, you know, the cost of an ounce. We have to smoke it in order to get the best bang for our buck, and that's just a horrible side effect of prohibition.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oregon becomes the fourth state with full marijuana legalization. According to the polls yesterday, after Colorado and Washington last year and joining Alaska on Tuesday night, this also happens to be the third time Oregonians voted on pot legalization in their state, having rejected the ballot initiatives in 2012 and 2010. So, you know, if it doesn't work out the first time, try again and then again, and maybe it'll actually work out the third time. One of the reasons this attempt was successful may have been that voters aged 30 to 44 turned out at a slightly higher rate than those 65 or older this time. Residents will be able to possess 8 ounces of marijuana at home and 1 ounce in public, but it won't go into effect overnight. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission will have until January 1st, 2016, to implement all the necessary rules and procedures necessary to regulating marijuana in the states.
2016.
Yeah, so you got over a year to wait in Oregon before legalization happens. But in the meantime, I wonder, just because they haven't put in the procedures to regulate marijuana, does that mean that it is still illegal to be caught possessing it?
That's an interesting question. And the other question is, now that we've voted to legalize it, if you do get caught with it, do you have a shot at jury nullification?
But that's an excellent question. Would they allow you to even bring up jury nullification in court?
Well, not directly. You have to jump. You have to kind of lay it between the lines of your argument. So
that's good news. Oregon, Alaska, both coming on board with marijuana legalization. That's 4 states. We're almost to 10% of the states at this point. Add in Washington. It's amazing. Add in Washington, D.C. now.
Mm-hmm.
Where they also voted for it. In fact, revelers celebrating the passage of Initiative 71, according to ABC News, should hold off on smoking in the streets. It's far from over. You see, any law passed in Washington, D.C., including by ballot initiative, is subject to a congressional review period. And already one member of Congress, Republican Andy Harris of Maryland, has pledged to work to overturn it. And now that the Senate has turned red, Congress can more easily overturn the D.C. vote. Pot sellers should also probably lay low for a while. I-71 does not regulate the sale of marijuana, which means it's technically still illegal to sell the weed, even if obtaining it isn't illegal. Another aspect of the measure that the city council might try to fix legislatively. Now, you may recall that earlier this year we reported here on Free Talk Live that Washington, D.C.'s city council did pass a pretty serious decrim piece of legislation there. It went through the city council, and everything that goes through the city council then goes to Congress, and then Congress has to sit on it for like 60 days, I think it was. And then within that 60 days, someone in Congress can move to try to kill what the city council in D.C. passed. It was interesting that no one did. So D.C.'s city council passed, like, I think it was decrim of up to an ounce, possession of an ounce. Mm-hmm.
And that went into effect?
It went into effect. So marijuana has been decriminalized as of 2014 in Washington, D.C. But now you've got some guy who wants to make a name for himself, Andy Harris of Maryland. He's pledging to overturn the voters' decision to fully legalize cannabis in Washington, D.C. So where this one will end up, we don't know. Unlike Alaska and Colorado, the Washington, D.C. situation isn't really a done deal. They can reverse it, essentially. The Congress can reverse this.
I wouldn't be surprised to see some lawsuits on these issues, too, although who would have standing to sue, I don't know.
You mean in D.C. or just in general?
In general, on the marijuana ballot act, a lot of times things that are passed by ballot issue then suffer attacks in the courts. That's happened with many of the gay marriage things. Probably harder to attack
the cannabis
than gay marriage.
Minimum wage initiatives were all over different ballots. Arkansas, Alaska, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and they all passed. They're very popular with voters, and of course that usually has to do with the fact that people don't know what the minimum wage does to economics.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very carefully hidden. You know, economics is a simple thing that's been dangerously obfuscated by people like Keynes.
Well, what happens, Rich Paul, when the minimum wage goes up? I mean, people looking at that issue say this is something to support. I mean, who wouldn't want to help people get more money?
Well, I mean, according to the laws of economics, if you raise the price of a good, then you will sell less of that good. So if you raise the price of unskilled labor, you will sell less unskilled labor. Less people will be working. But then there's another variable, which is what is the Federal Reserve doing? If the Federal Reserve prints out a bunch of money at the same time the minimum wage goes up, then they've basically devalued the currency, and maybe the increase in the minimum wage doesn't do anything at all. But if there isn't enough inflation, then unemployment goes up.
We'll come back with more of the ballot initiatives. You can comment on whatever's on your mind as well. 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.